Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about the holidays. It can be a time of joy, but for a lot of people, it's also a difficult time of year. Dr. B, first of all, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I know, I can't believe we're almost at the end of the year.
And I ask everybody this, and I'll ask you to make the same commitment. Please promise me you will not spend more than, say, $500 on me.
I'm going to try my best, Tom.
Do I have your word?
I'm going to try, I tell you.
All right, we're going to talk about some tips for taking care of your emotional well-being during this holiday season. I guess, Doc, we'll start with the basics. What do we talk about when we say emotional well-being?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's the basis for the way you think, the way you feel. Your emotional well-being really affects how you make decisions and how you connect with other people around you. And what's really critical is it's also a key part of your overall wellness, your health and wellness. And the CDC actually says positive emotional wellness can actually lower the risk of certain diseases or even sicknesses, things like cold and flu and even injuries. So it is really critical.
So there is a linkage there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Emotions are extremely important.
How can the holidays affect our well-being?
Well, it's probably not going to be surprising to anyone, but the American Psychological Association says that almost 90% of adults in the U.S. have increased stress during this time of the year. I'm sure a lot of people are experiencing it right now, and it may be related to trying to host that, you know, perfect dinner party or choosing the perfect gift for somebody. And then, you know, if you have to manage travel this time of year, that's extremely stressful. A lot of people have tight budgets right now, too. And then, of course, there's going to be the family coming to town and spending a lot of time with that family. Dynamics can be variable, and so that can cause a lot of stress for people, too. So it's going to be, you know, specifics are different for everybody, but it's understandable why so many people can feel overwhelmed at this time of year.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, family, I think, thank God for alcohol. I'm just kidding, okay? I'm just playing around. Let's talk about loneliness, seriously.
Yeah, loneliness can really affect your well-being as well, and it's super common, especially in people who maybe live alone, or if you've lost a loved one, and not even necessarily recently. This time of year can actually kind of exacerbate those feelings of loneliness if you lost someone even a few years ago. You know, and you're seeing a lot of other people, you know, traveling around and getting together, and if you can't travel to celebrate with your family, that's going to increase your loneliness as well. And it's hard to deal with any time of the year, but it gets really intense around the holidays because you're seeing so many people getting together and having a great time. So that can really be upsetting to a lot of people.
You know, as you say that, it seems like the Facebook phenomenon where people see things on Facebook all throughout the year and they think that that's real life and that's that everybody else is having stuff that you aren't having. And it seems like that's kind of like the same thing that people go through here, but in a little bit different way with the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they call it FOMO, fear of missing out, because you're seeing all these people having a great time and you're thinking, why am I not doing that? But it's perfectly normal.
Let's talk about some tips to deal with it.
Yeah, so the biggest tip I give people, and I try to tell myself this all the time, is learn to say no. it's really important. You know, during the holidays, you're going to feel a lot of pressure to accept every invitation, but really there's only 24 hours in a day, and there's no way you can fill all of those obligations, because you've got to have time for yourself to rest, to decompress, and really focus on your own well-being. And so I tell people all the time, kind of pause and think about what your priorities are going to be for this holiday season. And then, you know, use that information to choose which activities you really want to do, what events you're going to attend. But make sure that you've got a plan to help you feel a little less overwhelmed by everything that's going on, and more in control of what can be a very busy schedule this time of year.
Well, that's a key word, control. So that's your first tip. What's tip number two, Doc?
Yeah, you know, the other thing is get creative with gift giving. People can get very stressed out about getting gifts, and there may be a lot of last minute present buying. You know, so sometimes try something a little different. Give somebody something homemade, maybe low cost or no cost, can be a great way to show appreciation for people in your life. And it may be more sentimental. You know, everybody's got pictures on their phone. You know, print one of those out and put it in a frame. That can be a wonderful gift for somebody in your family. And another thing I tell people, and I love these, is actually gift someone an experience, because that may be quality time you can spend together with your loved ones. And, you know, my wife does this for me all the time. She recently did an oyster tour down in Burris, and it was one of the best gifts I had ever gotten, because we got to spend time together, and I learned how to shuck oysters and eat them all.
Those Dr. Hand shucking oysters? Oh, I don't think so.
I wear the gloves.
There you go. You got to wear the gloves. But you know, Doc, along those lines, my kid's fiance made for me a stained glass image of, and you know how you and I share an affection for boxers. Affectation was the word I was thinking of. And a Betsy in stained glass, and it was not just a generic boxer. They actually took the time to take pictures, and they captured her, man, on a little stained glass thing that I hang in the house, and that is of more value to me than a brand new car. I'm not kidding. So there is something to be said for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the presence you're always going to remember. I've got a painting of mine hanging in the hallway.
Yeah, if you send me a picture, I might be able to get you a little stained glass thing made. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about tip number three when we come back. We're talking to our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the holidays being a time of joy, but it can also be a difficult time of year. He's given us through tips two, one through two already, and we'll talk about tip three when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health, about ways to deal with the stress of the holidays. Couple of tips. Number one, learn to say no. Number two, get creative with gift giving. How about number three, Doc?
Yeah, so don't forget to take a break, you know, from all the chaos when, you know, you're focusing on trying to make your family happy, but don't forget to take care of yourself as well. So if you start feeling overwhelmed, hit pause, you know, maybe sit down and watch a movie this weekend. Maybe you can drink some hot cocoa outside, or just walk around the neighborhood. And if you're still feeling stressed, take some time, you know, deep breathing or meditation. Really try to relax a little bit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, right? Maybe we need to remember that. It's supposed to be fun. What else can we do?
Yeah, don't forget to take care of your health as well. You know, things are pretty crazy this time of year, and it's tempting to just say, oh, worry about that next year and set aside all your good habits. But you want to try to maintain your healthy lifestyle that hopefully you've built over the last year. That's going to really improve your emotional state and make it easier to get through the holidays and everything. So try to eat some healthy foods. We know there's going to be a lot of holiday baking and fried turkeys and all of those things, but you know, don't abandon good nutrition altogether. You want to try to find a little space on your plate for fruits and vegetables, and make sure you're drinking enough water as well.
How about some next, another tip?
Ways yeah, to so, support you know, your emotional I tell people, health? Make sure you try to stick to your sleep schedule. That's really important, because you can lose sleep during this time of year, and that's going to stress you out. Try to exercise too, you know, especially after a big meal, get up and walk around the neighborhood and enjoy all the holiday decorations and stuff. And then we know there's going to be a lot of Christmas cocktails, but don't overdo the alcohol. You want to be cautious about how much you drink, because a lot of alcohol can actually make your stress worse.
Yeah, I was kidding about that earlier, but you do have to do that in moderation. Something else to do, Doc, that and that you can do to kind of help yourself with the stress of the holidays?
Yeah, you know, this is a great time of year, and really any time is a great time to give back as well. So look for volunteer opportunities. There's a ton of them around this time of year. You know, it may just be something like helping out a local nonprofit or handwriting cards for people in a nursing home. It's a great way to express your gratitude. And if you're feeling lonely, there's going to be other people volunteering. So it may be a great way to meet and connect with those people. You may find out they've got similar interests, and it could be a new friend for life.
Final tips, Doc?
Yeah, I think the other thing to remember, Tommy, this is really important, is don't be afraid to reach out. You know, if you're really feeling stressed, you know, or sad or alone, you want to make sure that you ask for support. And that can be from your loved ones, your family, or even your healthcare provider. You know, don't delay on something like that. And if you think that this is a crisis type situation, if you're really feeling lonely, really sad, don't forget that you can always call or text 988. That's the crisis hotline, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you've always got someone you can reach out to if you feel like you need to.
I think part of it, Doc, too, is you got to, you know, temper your expectations, and you got to be realistic, because sometimes you look at Christmas and December and New Year's as this completely different entity, when in fact it's only 30 days away from January 25th, right? It just as March 25th is a month away from April 25th. So
exactly.
It's important.
That, it's supposed to be a really fun time, and I think people look at it because it's the end of the year. You know, I've got to get everything done, but, you know, time keeps moving. And right. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be January. You'll be starting the new year. Don't get too stressed out or feel like you're missing out on something, like you were saying earlier. It's really important to try to enjoy this time of year, and you know, and if you can, spend it with some people that you really enjoy spending time with.
I enjoy spending time with you. We all do, Doc, and thank you for all the tips that you've given us this year, and ways to keep us healthy. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas, very Happy New Year. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by St. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak to talk about the black and gold. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. You know I'm a fan of yours. You can follow Jeff online at Jeff, well, I say online, on Twitter at, well, X. Well, why don't you tell people how to follow you, Jeff? It might speed the entire thing up.
Yeah, it's on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak, Nowak. I also host a podcast with Steve Geller called Inside Black and Gold. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. And also do it live on YouTube at WWL Sports. Got over 12,000 subscribers there now, so it's been cool to see that whole community grow, and we get a lot of comments in our live mailbags that we do every week, so it's always fun. So definitely check that out.
Y'all do a great job with that. You really do. I wanted to ask you about, I think it's a privilege, and I know it can be a pain in the behind, but man, to be on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, December 23rd, I don't know if snow is forecast or not, but you got to be looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be that cold. And when I say that cold, I mean, the way Darren Rizzi put it last week, and I agree with him, it's like if you go up to Green Bay in December, at the end of December, and you get two digits on the temperature, then you're in good shape. And that's what it looks like it's going to be. It's going to be low 20s. But no, you know, the bummer about this game is that it doesn't mean more in the grand scheme of, like, it would be great. It would feel a lot different if you were going up there and you were in the thick of a playoff chase and, you know, the motivation was there and there's a lot more energy. That, like, when they went up to Cleveland in 22, they were in a similar record scenario, but it felt like they were in the playoff chase. They could win out. They had a chance. This year, it kind of feels like, yeah, you went out, you don't have a chance because the math isn't there. So that's gonna ding it a little bit. But no, anytime you get to go up to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, Monday Night Football, national television, it's going to be a cool experience. I don't think it's going to snow, but there will be snow in Green Bay. So you'll get that kind of, hey, it's Christmas, you know, kind of deal. But it's going to be fun, I think.
So when you say not that cold, you grew up where?
I grew up in Connecticut, so
okay.
I know what it's like to have a cold winter. I don't know what it's like to live in perpetual cold for like 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
But I've been here, down here long enough. I lived in South Carolina for 4 years. I've lived here for 8 years. So that is sufficiently long enough that I am not, like, my blood is thinned. I cannot handle cold. Like, that doesn't help. After a while, it's like, yeah, I'm just like everyone else.
So officially for Green Bay Monday, we're talking about a 50% chance, a 60% chance for snow now with a high temperature of 34 degrees. So maybe you might see some snow, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, like, if it's super cold, it's actually, like, too cold to snow. So we'll see. Yeah, it does look like it's going to maybe have some precipitation, but 29 degrees on the low is pretty, or in that range is, mm-hmm. is a pretty solid, you know, you can't complain too much if that's what you're getting.
Let's talk about, I guess, the injury situation first. Alvin Kamara, do we know if he's gone for the year yet or not?
I don't think he's gone for the year. I mean, from a health perspective, I'm sure he'd be able to get back. The question is whether it makes sense to bring him back over the final two games and you're eliminated from the playoffs. The selfish part of me, so he has 950 rushing yards right now. He's never ran for 1,000 yards in his career. Like,
no kidding.
I don't know how much that means to Alvin. As a fan, I think it means something. So I don't want Alvin to get to the end of his career and have that footnote. Oh, he never ran for 1,000 yards. It doesn't really change anything. He's still going to be the greatest Saints running back that ever played. And, you know, he's the franchise rushing leader. It's honestly amazing, and it talks to his level of consistency, that he's the franchise rushing leader without ever running for 1,000 yards. But I'm sure he wants to get there. I would love to see him get one more game, get a shot at it. I'd be surprised if it's this week when you're dealing with an injury and then you're saying, oh, we're going to go up and have you play in below freezing temperatures in a game that, you know, isn't going to change our playoff hopes. I don't know, but I don't think he's done for the year. It doesn't sound like a super significant injury. It's a groin adductor issue. But all the injury questions are going to come down at this point to, is it worth it? And that's what we're going to find out this week. The problem, as we talk today, so they're playing on Monday. The entire weekly schedule is a day behind. Yesterday they treated like their Monday practice this week. So there was no injury report. Our first injury report of the week is going to come today. They're going to have availability today. So we're going to talk to Darren this afternoon, get a better picture of what we're looking at. Darren, you know, we've kind of gone back to the Sean Payton way of, like, never getting any injury information. DA was always a lot more forthcoming about some of the injury statuses, and he would declare stuff earlier in the week. Darren Rizzi is clearly more on the line of, hey, I prefer the mystery. If I can force my opponent to have to prepare for multiple things because they don't know what to expect from an injury perspective and an availability perspective, that's an advantage for me. So I don't know if we'll get a ton of information on Derek Carr or Alvin Kamara, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't see the need to let anybody know before you need to know, right? I mean, why would you want to give anybody an advantage? Let me take a quick break. We'll talk about quarterbacks and more when we return. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter, got his long drawers packed. He's ready to go. Traffic now, WWL. Never enough time, 8:59, a minute left with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, what's going to happen at quarterback on Sunday? Monday night, pardon me.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's still going to be a question of whether Derek Carr plays. I'd be surprised. It's hard to see a scenario where you don't go back to Spencer Rattler. The one thing I don't want to do is start Spencer and have to bench him because it's going so poorly. If the Saints decide to go with Spencer Rattler, I need the leash to be long. So that's a decision they have to make. Because if you're going to play Spencer, you're going to have to let him play through struggles. Because you already benched him once this year. You don't want to do it again. So I think that's the question you want to answer.
And you know what? If you do that and it doesn't work, then I think you got to do the same thing with Jake Haener the next week. Thoughts?
It's tough. Yeah, that's the awkward scenario they find themselves in. So we'll have to wait and see how they handle it.
Man, look, safe travels to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year for everything you do for us. We appreciate it. God bless you, Jeff Nowak. And go Saints. When we come back, we're going to talk about these drone sightings in the Northeast. Could be interesting.